الحمد لله وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا مصطفى. ما بعد، حياكم الله dear brothers and sisters with the new session of we have finished yesterday from the explanation of the exercise that is given in the chapter of Dhamma, Mawadi' Dhamma. Now, and today we have Niyabat al-Waw al-Dhamma. We have another sign for Rafa, which is the Waw in the state of Dhamma for some reasons. We're going to speak about them. Ibn Adi Rum said, وَأَمَّا الْوَاوُ فَتَكُونُ عَلَامَةً لِلْرَفْعِ فِي مَوْضَعَيْنِ. The waw is considered a sign of raf in two places. The first, في جمع المذكر السالم وفي الأسماء الخمسة. In the جمع مذكر السالم, in the sound masculine plural, وفي الأسماء الخمسة. And الأسماء الخمسة, the five nouns are أبوك, أخوك, حموك, فوك, وذومان. Now, let's talk today about جمع المذكر السالم. جمع المذكر السالم is what differs the singular of it by waw and noon at the end of it, or ya and noon at the end of it as well. Let's now take the singular of it. Let's take the singular of it. We say, for example, Muslim. Muslim is a singular masculine noun. To make it plural, يعني sound masculine plural, you add, you type Muslim, Muslim plus waw and noon. So it becomes Muslimun. This is in the raf' position. This is in the raf' position. In the nasb and khaf, it is Muslim plus ya and noon. So now we have Muslim plus waw and noon. It is Muslimun. It is what? It is Muslimun. Right. We have Ashada Muslimun. Muslimun. We both wrote it wrong. Right. We have Muslimun as well as Muallim. Muallim, you add to it waw and noon, it becomes Muallimun. Should be why like this. So it becomes Muallimun. Katib. Okay, now I need somebody to write now. Type. Katib. Katibun. Muqatil. Muqatilun. Mujahid. Mujahidun. Musallim. Musallun. And the like. So here we say, if it is in rub'a position, the waw is the a sign for رفع. Example. We say جاء المسلم. جاء المسلم. Right? And then we say we add to it واو. Now, I said جاء المسلم. جاء فعل الماضي مبني على الفتح. المسلم فاعل مرفوع علامة رفعه الضمة. The sign for رفع here is the ضمة. Why? Because it is singular noun. طيب جاء المسلمون. What is the difference between جاء المسلمون جاء المسلمون؟ جاء المسلمون is sound masculine plural. Sound masculine plural. So here we have جمع. Sign for it now is the واو, not the ضمة anymore. It is the واو. Okay. And then we have as in the book of Adi Rumiya, here he gave some examples. He said فرح المخلفون. فرح is past tense, ماضي مبني على الفتح. المخلفون فاعل مرفوع. And the sign for رفع is the واو. Is the واو. لكن الراسخون. الراسخون مرفوع. The sign for رفع is the واو. في العلم منهم والمؤمنون. المؤمنون is مرفوع. The sign for رفع here is the واو. Why? Because جمع مذكر سالم. ولو كره المجرمون. المجرمون is مرفوع. And the sign for رفع is واو. Why? Because it is جمع مذكر سالم. إياكم منكم عشرون صابرون. عشرون is مرفوع. And the sign for رفع is واو. Why? Because it is ملحق الجمع. ملحق بالجمع. جمع مذكر سالم. صابرون. صابرون is مرفوع. Because it is مرفوع عند صابر is واو because it is جمع مذكر سالم. وآخرون اعترفوا بذنوب. آخرون مرفوع. The sign for رفع is واو because it is جمع مذكر سالم. And the like. جمع الأسماء الخمسة has some other ruling. But I would like to يعني stop here, although it is very short today because I came late. But the time for our class is ended up. I have to prepare for the answer and the next the following durus. Inshallah ta'ala we continue that tomorrow. جزاكم الله خير. الله أعلم. بارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. Any question in regard to جمع المذكر السالم؟ There is any question, just raise your hand. In regard to جمع المذكر السالم. نعم أم صالحة. صالحة. Does Salim mean not broken? Yes. It means not broken. Nah. Because as you see, the change is only occurring at the end of it. Not at the middle, not yani anywhere else. But at the end of it, so it does not break anything. Not like Rajul and Rijal. We broke at the middle and both Alif.
Not like Kitab and Kutub. We broke at the middle and removed the Alif. But Muslim, Muslimun, there is no break at all. So it is sound masculine plural. Any other question? طيب جزاكم الله خير والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.